Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Humour Experiment Podcast. This is your Dottie Mae. Damn straight. You can have me, guys. You can have me for now. I'm not busy doing anything else. I hope you've had a good week today. Fit in some good laughter along the way. Had some good company. Found your good humour. Your good humour muscle. I'm going to start off this podcast by playing you a little ditty that I wrote on the train on my way here. La, 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 la. Just got to warm up.
There once was a person named Dum Dum. That is the name that I've given to a collective of persons. That thanks to them our life worsens. There's also a person named Boo Boo. That is the name that I've given to a collective of humans that leave happy persons in ruins. Don't worry, don't worry. The earth's not burning in a hurry. By cooling down and flooding herself. But don't worry, at least some good people will be saved, 'cause they are still waiting on a boat. They will be the ones that float. Now Dum Dum liked his or her money. None of us really find that funny. Dum Dum thinks they're a comedian. Too bad for others, he ain't feeding them. Can you imagine if he was your dad? Now that proposition is really sad. You wouldn't want to be an artist or an elder or a girl in a woman's shelter or a waiter or a student or any other human? Oh no. The only thing worse than having Dum Dum as your dad is if he was to run the country. That'd be really bad. Oh. Oh well, the ye old human race has failed, but let's not forget about Boo Boo, who was there to provide you with a tissue shoe. You thought Boo Boo was a friend, but it didn't work out in the end, 'cause you wanted to cry and rage and act, but Boo Boo said just smile and then sit back. Sitting on a comfy cushion and some money made of others' ruin. What's worse than a party with Dum Dum is a party with Boo Boo kissing his bum bum.
was an article online today. A report was given from the Prime Minister's plumber. He was confused. The toilet wasn't working, but it looked like it had never even been used. The whole country was able to help the plumber by letting him know that it all checked out. "He is full of shit," we said. The plumber was like, "No," but... And we were like, "No." Like, full of it. Meanwhile, in Dottie's world, she's slowly going mad, not knowing how to slow down after a burst of long-term adrenaline. "I'm like a chicken chasing my tail." Wait, that's not right. I guess it is right. "I'm like a chicken without a tail chasing its tail. It's really never going to end." I'm tired. How am I going to wind down, guys? I mean, you don't just rest, right? You got to go hard or go home. I mean, you should go home and rest if you're tired. But go hard home. Go home hard. Stare at a wall. Stare at a wall for a while. But don't just stare at it. Get really close so your eyes are right next to the wall. Stare at it like that. Maybe you need to drink tea. Maybe you need to drink some calming tea. Maybe instead of drinking it, you can eat it and do it properly. If you're going to lie down, don't just lie down. Lie upside down. Be impressive. You should eat veggies. Veggies are good for you. Veggies will help it all calm down. But don't just eat your veggies. Have a competition to see who can eat more veggies quicker. And you know, I've heard lemon's good. Lemon's good if you run down and you're feeling sick. Add some lemon to your tea. No, don't add lemon to your tea. Eat the whole lemon. Eat it, peel and all, and cry about it. It's going to be horrible. But don't just cry. Catch your tears in a jar and keep it as proof that you let it out. Go hard or go home. You know what? I don't think this whole go hard, go home thing's working for me. Not when it comes to rest. I think I just need to actually chill out. You know, stop going on Facebook, Instagram for a while. Stop checking my phone. Stop thinking about government. Stop thinking about trying to save the world. And just think about resting. You know, I really wish I liked chamomile tea. But I kind of feel like drinking chamomile tea is like eating the center of a daffodil. It just doesn't quite work for me. Maybe there's another way. Maybe I just need to breathe. Maybe I should do a tap dance. Maybe I should do a tap dance to pass the time. No, that's not rest. Just rest. Maybe I should practice my singing. I really want to sing like Christina Aguilera. Yeah, girl. Oh, yeah, girl. No, I just need to rest. But imagine being on stage, having the whole crowd laughing. Oh, my God, I'd be so good. But no, I just need to rest. Just need to take a couple of breaths. Do you know, it's funny sometimes, I teach kids singing and sometimes I realize that we forget to breathe and all of us. And the funny thing is if someone in the room stops breathing, then everybody else stops breathing. And all of a sudden I just feel like I'm not getting oxygen. I just have this funny like... funny thought of just all of us all passing out just because we weren't breathing. I don't know why. I don't know why we do that. I'm not sure. But it is funny. It is funny. I've been practicing singing all week. Love singing so much. I do. I really do. One day I'm going to sing with Christina. She's going to be real. She's going to be right here.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
That'd be so good. If you could be a magical creature, what would you be? I don't want to go with a typical unicorn choice. I want something with wings. If you're going to be a magical creature, you want everything. You want wings, you want scales. I want to be able to swim. I want to be able to fly. I want to be able to scale some rocks, just climb up everything. Imagine if you were a superhero, but you were just... scared of regular stuff. That's kind of funny. Like, imagine if Wonder Woman was just scared of spiders. I can relate to that. I mean, we're all brave in some ways and then in other ways, a bit chicken. I mean, I'm a chicken chasing my tail and I don't even have a tail. I should write a children's book. The chicken that chased its tail. Maybe chickens do have tails. I guess they do. They just have feathers. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, we had a really good show. We had a variety show the other week and we had lots of incredible performers from around Brisbane come and join us and we had lots and lots of fun. I just think that you guys rock. And I hope that we'll have more variety shows in the future where we can showcase some great physical comedy and clowning and wildness. It's wonderful. So good. There's a bunch of other places around town that you can go and enjoy that sort of thing at too. Big Fork Theatre always runs stuff that's quite fun. You have Ruckus. They have poetry slams and also Wham Bam Cabaret slams. Go, guys. There's also For the Record, and that's in West End. There's probably a bunch of others as well. I'm just exploring things all the time. Oh, and also Fast and Loose too. Half Hitch run something, run a little showing night. That's pretty groovy. Plenty of places around town to perform. We had the variety show, and at our variety show, we also were trying to raise some money for the Romero Center, which helped refugees. Asylum seekers. They're seeking asylum, so they haven't even got to that stage yet. So the Romero Center helped with raising funds for them to have food, shelter, legal support, because obviously they're not citizens yet. They help with them finding employment, learning English, all kinds of things. And unfortunately, I made a real boo-boo because I'm still learning everything. I'm such a rookie. It's the best way to be. It's how you grow. But I'm a bit of a rookie, so I made a mistake on our booking channel and it said we were sold out and we weren't. So what happened was we didn't have half the people that we probably could have in terms of audience. So unfortunately, we didn't actually raise a whole lot of money out of the event. But what I might do is I might pop a link onto this episode and you guys can just donate if you like, because I think it's really important that we support this cause. A lot of beautiful people that need support. And I don't know about you, but if I put myself in the shoes of somebody that's just come to a country where they don't know anything, they don't know anything about the country or anyone, and they're just literally escaping from war, right? And you've got no food to eat, you've got children you've got to take care of, you can't even speak the language in order to help yourself. Oh my gosh, like I just can't even imagine. No shelter, like nowhere to go. Can you imagine? I can't. I just honestly, I've never survived anything that horrendous before. And yet there are these incredible superhuman people that are somehow surviving this stuff. We can help them. And I think there's a really sad amount of misinformation that goes around fear-mongering people from wanting to help or wanting to let new people into the country. And it's a real shame, I think, because while a lot of people are focusing on spreading this message of fear and that we can't do anything about it and that we should be trying to shut off our resources and limit how many people we help, the disappointing thing is we're actually closing off from our opportunities to do something about it and actually help these people. So we need to open our minds and our hearts and stop thinking, what can we do, and start using our creativity and our innovation to actually find resolutions and problem solve instead of worrying about something that we're not actually dealing with. And, you know, I think that we need to start making our government more accountable for actually trying to find resolutions to this concern that we have in the world that's not going away, and finding positive resolutions where we can help everybody, because that's their job, right? Is trying to find resolutions for some of the problems that we face in our world. So I think if you're in charge of making a difference, then, you know, you've got to do your job and stop fear-mongering. That's not part of the job description, I don't think. So if you want to help the Romero Center, you can just go ahead and donate in any which way you like. They're really lovely people that run that. But yeah, I'll also provide a link so you can support them directly as well. I hope you have a really good week this week. I would just like to say, find the joy, find the humor in things. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take each other too seriously. Let the people that love you laugh at you, right? Because, oh my gosh, that's how we keep each other grounded. And it's a beautiful thing when you can step out of yourself and see the funny side of things. Much love. Stay in good humor. This is your host, Dottie, signing off.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.